200 vertical feet above Troublesome Gap. Troublesome Gap is between the communities of Spring Creek and Big Pond, which is just south of Hot Springs, North Carolina, which is where the Appalachian Trail goes through Hot Springs, and just north of Asheville. And so I had an opportunity to come up this weekend and just relax. We had had a meeting in Spring Creek earlier, and a meeting the night before at ASU for the IDSA Student Merit Competition judging. And so I was right here, and I said, you know, it might be a good weekend to pitch a tent and sit back and just relax. So that's what I'm doing. So right now, I am literally the only person within 3/4 of a mile of where I am. I think the closest people from right here, from where I am, are Bob and Patsy Allen, who are down farther on Baltimore Branch Road, and they're about 3/4 of a mile away. So it's nice and remote up here. And then the next neighbors, there's another neighbor about 3/4 of a mile away, and then you got to go farther to get to more neighbors. So it's quiet up here. It's about to rain, I think. It's been holding off all day, but so I built a fire, pitched a tent. There's a stack of wood in kind of a U shape behind the fire, which keeps the wind off. There's a lot of wind up here, and it comes from Tennessee, and comes up the Spring Creek Valley, and it's pretty energetic. So we had to build this pseudo kiva structure, keep the wind off the fire, and I tell you, that has a really nice effect of pushing a lot of that heat back, I believe, or maybe it captures it and radiates it, but whatever, it's nice and cozy warm here. It was in high 70s today, and now it's a little cooler. So it's nice to get away, and it's nice to sit back and relax and enjoy life. So we are, as a company, Monty Design and manufacturers of the Monty Gear products, are setting up, or in the process of setting up, I'm going to call it micro manufacturing facility for now. Maybe one day we can actually graduate to the mini manufacturing facility size. But we're planning on renting a building up here and down in the valley in Spring Creek, and have a couple of local folks that work part-time and do some assembly for us, and hopefully grow that into a way to bring jobs to this community, and then also serve our Monty Gear clients better, and our Monty Design clients. And I think I just heard my iPhone beep. Boy, that kills the woodsy mood. Sorry about that. But anyway, so we're putting in this facility, and so I've been making arrangements to do that. And what I wanted to do was chat a little bit about my vision for that facility. My contention is that we can have a facility up here in this remote location and bring jobs to a group of people who are struggling to find employment. And that also gives us a labor rate that's lower than what we could do in Raleigh. And hopefully we can put some of this mountain culture and mountain know-how to use in a way that, like I said, is good for the Monty Gear and Monty Design clients, customers. So what we're setting up is a very flexible assembly area where we'll do some of the assembly on our Monty Gear products. For example, the Slingshot has a paracord handle, and that has to be woven into the aluminum frame, and it's time consuming. So what I want to try with that is to shift that to here. So it's not something we're doing in the office anymore in Raleigh. It's something we're doing up here, and I think that'll work out as a win-win for everybody. That brings some work here. It keeps our labor rate low, and which is a win for our customers too, because that helps us keep our prices reasonable. So as a Monty Design client, what's the benefit for you if you're a Monty Design client? And that is, now we have a good way to do that initial prototyping for you, where there is a you've not moved it to a full-blown contract manufacturer, but maybe you want to get the first 100 units out while you're tooling up or what have you. And so I think this is a lot more cost-effective way, where we can take that product, a lot of times one we designed, shift it over to here to be assembled, tested, debugged. And so that way we've got this very flexible facility, very small but very flexible, taking your product and building your prototypes. And I'm thinking this is the, you know, we'll build the first few prototypes in the office, develop some documentation, and then we move those prototypes to here, and maybe that's the first 200,000, what have you. But you get those fairly quickly. We can use the, make those, maybe they're cast parts, maybe they're rapid prototype type parts, but what have you. So those first market samples go out. So that's kind of part of the reason, big chunk of the reason we're doing that, is to give us some capabilities that we didn't have before, and a way of keeping that economical. It's really beautiful up here. It's gorgeous, and it's remote. And I think the nice thing is that for, if your production is up here, you can go meet the people that are building your product. You can see where it's built. You can see, you know, is this a sustainable model? Are we treating people well? And just ask them. And so I think that's a awfully nice thing in today's times, where we've, you know, there's so much, so many times it comes over from a boat, and what was it like when it was made? You know, what considerations are there for, you know, what, how people are treated, or, you know, how are people paying attention to the quality of your product as they're putting it together? And so what we're trying to do here is give you a way to address those concerns, do it locally, and do it in a very cost-effective manner. So I hope as this project progresses, you'll keep track. And I know we'll definitely post information as it proceeds, and that can maybe spur you to think about, you know, letting us do some of your production here in Spring Creek, North Carolina. I hope you have a great evening, and I think it's starting to rain, so I believe I'm going to move underneath the picnic shelter and get in the dry. Thanks. Have a great evening. Bye.